Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Friday, August 28th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: unlikely suitor for TikTok, Laura weakens and moves inland, and interest rates to stay low. Leading today's news, a surprising party has joined the race for TikTok as Walmart joined forces with Microsoft to buy the U.S. assets of the popular short video app. The bid could total $30 billion or even more, and as odd as that coupling seems, CNBC reports that Walmart originally sought majority ownership of TikTok in a consortium with Alphabet and SoftBank. We believe a potential relationship could provide Walmart with an important way for us to reach and serve omnichannel customers, as well as grow our third-party marketplace and advertising business, the company said in a statement. Oracle is another U.S. company vying to acquire the assets of TikTok, and parent ByteDance is expected to pick a bidder to enter into exclusive talks as early as today. In other news, Hurricane Laura appears to have narrowly missed the heart of the U.S. fuel-making and chemicals infrastructure along the Gulf Coast and caused less mayhem than forecasts predicted. Officials still had to cope with a chlorine leak and fire at Biolab, a chemical manufacturing facility in the Lake Charles, Louisiana area, and Motiva Enterprises reported a leak at its Port Arthur, Texas refinery, but said it occurred during the shutdown of the refinery before the hurricane had arrived. While Laura has been downgraded to a tropical depression, almost 800,000 homes and businesses across Louisiana, Texas, and Arkansas are still without power. The fun in Jackson Hole wraps up today as the two-day virtual symposium concludes with the last live streams from central bankers and other influential officials. Nothing is likely to compare to yesterday's speech from Fed Chair Jerome Powell, which will have a transformative effect on U.S. monetary policy for the foreseeable future. The central bank said it will keep interest rates low to help prop up the pandemic-ravaged economy, even if inflation rises above its target level of 2% for periods of time. Prices of stocks, bonds, and gold all made several U-turns on the news, while equities attempted another green session overnight. Dow and S&P 500 futures are up 0.5% and 0.4% respectively, while NASDAQ futures are hugging the flat line. The resignation of Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe due to health reasons saw the Nikkei fall 1.4% overnight, while the safe haven yen strengthened 0.5% against the dollar, as the political uncertainty might prompt money to come back home. Monetary and fiscal policies will remain intact for now, but the mood will sour like it did last time, said Tsutomu Soma, a bond trader at Monex in Tokyo. It is going to take a long time for Japan to see a long-standing administration again. Abe, who has battled the chronic disease ulcerative colitis for years, returned as prime minister for a rare second term in December 2012, pledging to revive growth with his Abenomics mix of hyper-easy monetary policy, fiscal spending, and reforms. In a move that would substantially expand the nation's capacity for rapid testing, the Trump administration has unveiled a $750 million deal to buy 150 million rapid COVID-19 tests from Abbott Laboratories. This is a major development that will help our country to remain open, get Americans back to work and kids back to school, White House senior advisor Alyssa Farah declared. Abbott said the new antigen test, about the size of a credit card, has demonstrated sensitivity of about 97% and could return results in 15 minutes. After sitting out 2 days of playoff games in protest, NBA players will reportedly take to the court again on Saturday and Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks refused to play their playoff game against Orlando on Wednesday as a response to the shooting of Jacob Blake, a black man shot 7 times in the back by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Hours later, players from 13 teams, coaches, and league officials held a late-night meeting that reportedly ran off the rails. Amazon has introduced a wristband for health and fitness tracking called Halo, priced at $64.99, alongside a subscription service and smartphone app. it brings some new offerings, including technology to track people's body fat percentages, sleep temperature, and their emotional state, as well as two microphones and an LED indicator light, but notably lacks a screen. It's Amazon's first significant move into wearables, which Gartner estimates will be a $52 billion market in 2020. Boeing's grounded 737 MAX is taking a major step toward returning to the skies after the European Union Aviation Safety Agency said it would send pilots to Canada to conduct test flights, bypassing coronavirus-related travel curbs. EASA will carry out the validation flights from Vancouver during the week of September 7th, 2 months after the FAA and Boeing completed certification test flights in the U.S., followed by Canada this week. Boeing recently reeled in its first 737 MAX order this year, as Poland's Inter Air placed an order for two jets with options to buy two more. Boeing is up 1% pre-market. As of 6:20 a.m. today, the Dow, S&P 500, gold, and Bitcoin are all set to open in the green, with the Nasdaq flat and crude oil slightly down. On today's economic calendar, consumer sentiment is out at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.